Have you ever wondered how sound can heal, inspire, and transform your life? What if the vibrations around you could unlock your true potential and guide you to a deeper sense of harmony? Welcome to Sound Pathways, the groundbreaking journey into the healing power of sound, creativity, and connection with your host, Dr. Karen Olson. In each episode, she explores the profound link between your mind, body, and spirit, from composers and musicians to sound healers and visionary leaders. She'll dive into captivating conversations that reveal how sound shapes your reality, heals our wounds, and helps us manifest our dreams. And guess what? You're part of the conversation. So call in and ask questions and experience personalized sound healing live. And let your sound be your guide to the life you've always dreamed of.
Hello. Thank you so much for being here with us on Sound Pathways. We're going to be talking about hands, heart, and harmony. Music as a bridge to purpose. Please help me welcome today's guest. I'm so excited, the amazing Vivian Fang Liu. She's this award-winning pianist, singer, composer, and educator, and she's dedicated to service through music. She's performed on more stages than I can list all over the world, including Carnegie Hall, Lincoln Center, the Grammy Museum, and she's been featured on PBS, ABC7, and Sirius XM. She's received multiple international awards for songwriting, her amazing albums, and for her being a teaching artist. She was named a Steinway Top Piano Teacher and honored by the Recording Academy for Women's History Month. She mentors students globally and inspires others through speaking, producing, performing, and judging musical events. She also teaches her students to use music as service. They've performed and volunteered at over 20 events just this year, and they include senior centers, community parades, Earth Day fairs, and local celebrations. And these foster leadership, empathy, and joy through music and meaningful action, things we can all use. Her approach to teaching students is not just how to perform and how to play notes, but how to connect, uplift, and have a purposeful life. So it's really amazing how we can use creativity for our own personal growth and for dreaming bigger. So welcome, Vivian.
Hi, Karen. How are you? Thank you so much for having me.
Thank you so much. I'm so excited. I want to learn more and more about you. It's been great to meet you at the Grammy events, and this is just really exciting. So I want to ask you, what were some of your key artists and mentors who shaped your journey as a musician and teacher?
There were a lot of them. Yeah, from my childhood teachers to my college professors, and including my mom. And all of them, yeah, I think they are like really inspired me to be a better person and better musician. And I think maybe I can, you know, have one example. For example, my professor in college, his name is Professor Halim, Edwards Halim, and he's the last student of Horowitz. And
wow.
Yeah, he's amazing, and I really enjoyed his lessons. And, you know, before that, all the teachers I had, they, you know, they told me that classical music is the best, you know, focus on playing piano and don't do anything else. But, you know, I love doing a lot of things. I love singing, I love songwriting, I love playing, and I love many things. So, but this professor is different. Professor Halim just encouraged me to do anything I like. You know, even I had a rock band and jazz band in college, but I was majoring classical piano. And then, you know, my previous teachers, they didn't like it, but he said, oh, just do whatever you want. enjoying it, you will always come back to your classical playing and you will be a better musician after that. And I was like, oh, thank you. So I had that freedom to make music that I love and I was passionate about. And then it turned out is in whatever he said is true, that I think now I'm a better musician after all the stuff that I experienced. And because I think music is not just music, music is life. And you can be a better musician after you experience life. That's how I feel.
Oh, that's so beautiful. And I can see how you are that teacher for your students, how you've incorporated it into be the whole person. I think that's just amazing for all of us when we can look at all parts of our life and how they're integrated. Did this spark your passion for integrating service with your students and for yourself? That's because it's so beautiful.
I think I started to bring my students to do volunteer services like around 6 years ago. And because that was always, I love animals. And
I do too.
I always want to like volunteer at animal shelters because they're just, so cute and I think they need help. But mainly after, like during pandemic, and I just started to feel that, as a teacher and musician, what can I do to, help people? I really feel like, because, people think, oh, musicians, you can only play music, but I don't think so. I think through music, I can use music as a guide to guide my students or people or my friends to do things that are beyond music. For example, I started to bring them to like volunteer and play music at senior centers. And the seniors, they loved, performances. And also I brought my students to the park, to clean the park and play music in the park. And then they enjoyed it. At first they didn't understand. They said, oh, I have to clean the park. But then after that, they saw like people are so happy that, for example, they saw the seniors that were so happy to see them play, and then they feel the joy, and then they're like, "Oh, I want to do that again," So they started to learn that actually helping people is a joy. So I want to plant a seed, to plant a seed for them. So then and then while they grow, they will understand that helping people is important and is also a way to help yourself. And we can use music as a media to help, and also we can, help others through music. And yeah, so I'm very happy that one of the student told me that she made a lot of friends through volunteering. And then, in summer vacations, they even, came back to volunteer with me. I was like, wow, why don't you hang out with your friends? They said, oh, I love, volunteering, and I love, doing that and happy.
It's beautiful how you're building that type of community and spirit that they grow emotionally and musically and spiritually and just see the bigger picture of life. I know when some of the seniors, they don't have any family nearby or any visitors, and I know they can just look forward to that. I remember when I did that with students, and you'd get to know them as you would return, and it's just such a beautiful feeling to know, even when you don't get to see their faces up close, if it's a large audience, it's the same type of community building that we're connecting. And it's so beautiful, as we're saying, how creativity and music help us bridge hardships and helps us reconnect to ourselves and to our purpose. Could you remember a time when things might have been a little tough and how music helped you personally?
Yeah, many times. I really felt like music is my savior, and I came here when I was very young and just by myself, and I was in high school and all that, and I was crying almost every day. So, but then I start to play piano. I start to write songs, and music is always there for me. Music is my best friend. Whenever I feel happy or
Yes.
sad, I can always go to my piano and play or sing. And yeah, it definitely saved many times. Many. I think making music is healing. Nowadays, like people keep saying that, oh, okay, AI gonna end your career. And I don't think so, because I think making music is a process. It's not a product. Like AI, they can make a product for you, but then you cannot skip the process, because the process is healing and you can't skip that.
Right. It's the energy and the flow from a higher source that goes to our hearts and connects with the people. And computers, they can do a lot of things, but they can't do that. Also, when we receive intuition and messages for people that they really need, and it's just, I think that's what we all need is that personal connection, which we can offer through the music. It's a great gift that we have and we can share and that everybody can have. I mean, some people think that listening or especially going to a concert, they don't realize that they're just as important as the people on stage because it needs to be received like a full circle of the sharing. So that's really exciting. And I'm so excited. We're starting a collaboration and it would be fun to think about our creative process in ways that might maybe could help people that sometimes feel stuck in their lives, something they want to change, some dream they want to have. And it's you kind of start with a blank slate, even though you could start with a lot of past things like, oh, this will be hard. I don't know if I can do this or that. But when you start and you know it's just new and it's all going to come in, it's so exciting. So we're working on a reimagined version of Carol of the Bells. And it's just such a beautiful piece. And it really celebrates such a uplifting, joyous time of year, which can be all year long. Just the whole image of bells is something in itself, because if we dampen the bell, it doesn't ring. So it's when we're clear that we're able to really resonate and have all of that together. And could you share with the groups that are going to be with us?
Yes, first definitely you and me. And
Yes.
also we're gonna probably invite some children's choir to perform with us, and I think that would be beautiful. And
Yes.
also we can invite like choirs from like different backgrounds, and yeah, maybe different languages
Yes.
even. So
And
yeah.
you're so multi-talented. You also play some, is it erhu? You play different world instruments.
Oh yeah, gu zheng is kind of
Oh,
like an instrument.
what is that like? I guess I'm sorry, I don't know.
Kind of like it has five strings and then flat, kind of like a piano sound, like sort of like a guitar, but then you play like this way.
Wow.
It's pentatonic, so it doesn't
That
have
is
more than seventh. Yeah.
Amazing. It's fun. Can you share something about your own creative process? How you become inspired? Do you just let it flow and just over time just have the ideas come into you, or do you have any process?
I think every time is different. Sometimes, the idea just came to me, and then I just,
Yeah.
let it out. And sometimes I have to, sometimes I think I have to, if I want to find it, it's always there, because there's so many things in life. And I was just thinking about it today that I want to make music that is meaningful. And so, for example, my last two albums, the children's albums, were about promoting Asian American culture and contributions. And my next album, I'm thinking to make an album for children with hard of hearing.
Oh
And
my.
yeah, and I just did a workshop in the deaf school 2 weeks ago, and it was amazing. And people always think that, oh, why? how can they hear, you know, can they, but then, you know, after I did an intensive research that actually many of them love music because music is not just for you to listen, but for you to feel. So that's how they listen to music. That really, you know, struck me. I was like, wow, yeah, you know, make me like goosebumps. And so I want to make an album for them.
And they also can feel the vibrations in their feet.
The vibration. Yeah. And
That's
also vision.
So amazing. Yeah. Gosh, I would want to talk to you for such a long time. Hopefully we can again. But I really want people to be able to connect with you and learn your, I hear you're going to Czechoslovakia to record Douglas Kennan's piano concerto, and you just got back from recording another place. So can you share about all your things going on now, your collaborations and projects?
Thank you for asking. I just came back recording with Tez,
amazing
cellist. So we just played a few pieces, including Kit Wickley's piece, and also Mendelssohn, and you know, and also another piece from Adam Berry's piece. So, and in 2 weeks, I'm gonna bring my students to perform in United Nations. And in 3 weeks, we check to record Douglas Kenyon's piano concerto Storm Drift with the Brno Philharmonic.
Wow.
Yeah, and July, I'm going to perform in Toronto. And then August, I'm going to perform in Golden Hall and Mozart House in Vienna.
Oh my gosh, it's so exciting.
Yeah.
It's so great for you to stop by here.
Thank you.
Also, how can people find you on social media or anywhere? I know I love seeing, like, when your kids went for Earth Day and they're cleaning up, and you know, everything about your activities are so much fun to watch and be inspired by. How can they find you?
Thank you. They can find me on, you know, social media, all the platforms with my name, Vivian Fang Liu. Thank you.
Yes. Wow, this is amazing. Do you have a few parting words for people about how they can use their own inspiration and creativity in their own lives and in their own projects?
I think maybe love yourself, trust yourself, believe in yourself. That's how I feel today.
That's so beautiful. And you do that. You're such a joy to know. And I'm glad that people here can know more about you and they will follow you and your journeys. And I look forward to what we're going to also create together.
Yes, I can't
so,
wait.
I know. Well, thank you. Blessings and love.
Thank you so much.
Aaron. Thank you. All right. Be well. Thank you.
Bye.
Bye-bye. Thank you. So we're going to take a little break. Please come back. We're going to continue this conversation and do some sound healing and many exciting things. So thank you for being here with us.
Thank you so much, Karen.
Thank you.
So should I go now? Or?
Yeah, you're okay. Good. We're going to play a little information about myself.
Okay. Great.
I think that we're going to bring that in. So thank you.
Okay, thank you.
All right. You have a good rest of your evening.
Yeah, you too. Bye.
Thank you. Bye-bye. Bye-bye. I'm not hearing this.
Are you ready to elevate your energy and awaken your dreams to their fullest potential? This isn't just music. It's transformative, intuitive healing, sacred frequencies channeled to shift your energy, dissolve blockages, and align you with your highest potential. It's your path to vibrant health, limitless dreams, and a life of purpose. Each note is harmonized to your unique frequency, unlocking profound healing, inner harmony, and a deep rejuvenating renewal. Discover the powerful tools of sound healing you carry with you. Visit KarenOlson.com/events to sign up for the free webinar titled Release Stress and Find Inner Peace Through Sound, and explore personalized one-on-one sessions at KarenOlson.com/services. The moment for peace is now. Don't wait. Embrace the healing you deserve.
Hello. That was really fun to hear about Vivian and her exciting life and how she's able to share so abundantly out of her own joy and her own purpose. And as an example, that I know we all have our own journeys and our own projects and our own dreams. And it's really fun to hear how different people make that happen, especially the times when we're not so sure that things are happening and we want them to happen more. So we're talking about sound as a pathway to purpose and tuning inside and really learning how to pause and how to listen to ourselves, to feel in our bodies if there's somewhere that we have stress that's stuck, or we have this anxiety, or we have these ways that we're not free. And we know we aren't free, and sometimes we're not sure what we can do about it. And I love to talk about how vibrations, when we connect to harmony, and when we work on balancing, that is what can clear us up. So then we're able to hear. And as we can hear more and we're clear, there's so much more connection we're able to have with our higher power, with the people around us, and with ourselves. And just it gives us help to release things that are bothering us and things that were unfair and things that make us upset, because we want to make them right. And sometimes we can't. So those are the times that it really helps to tune in and to release. So sound, it works beyond the conscious mind. The conscious mind is kind of gets in the way. It's what remembers everything. And somehow it remembers more of the negativity. And it's so hard to release that, especially when it's been going on for a while, because the groove of those thoughts get a little louder and stronger every time we think it. So we want to find ways to remove these blocks, these messages, these loops. They might seem real, but they're not true. And it's having that ability to step back and see. We could often see that what was said to us or what happened to us, it really wasn't about us. Certainly wasn't about us as a person. It was this combination of different energies going on. And sometimes we just feel able to take in that negativity because we're used to it. But it's so important to know that there's so much more for us than negativity, and how we can bring in the clarity and the peace and the creative flow. I like to think of creativity as this bridge, like a rainbow that we can see in the sky. We know how everything's here, but we really want it to be different, and we could see the other side when it's different. In fact, the more we can see exactly in details, the full array of our dreams. The more our energies will be able to match with those frequencies, because everything in life is frequencies and vibrations, and that's what we bring in. So if we focus on our blocks and our upsets and the things that we just don't want that way, that magnifies that reality. So when we can see ahead, like we're throwing a stone over there, the stone is like our thoughts and our intentions, and we can just see that we're going over there. And when we're creative, we can even see the steps as we move towards our dream. And in some ways, it's really good to have specific ideas of our dreams so we could really feel it. I know I talk about all these dreams and manifesting and seeing them and feeling them and experiencing them. And I realize that I haven't done that enough. I mean, not like I've done everything so perfectly, but I do want to do what I'm talking about, what I'm sharing with other people. I want to be real. And I really want to do that more because I know it works and I love miracles. So oftentimes dreams, when we let them go, we leave room for things that come in that we never could have created ourselves or caused or forced or, you know, made to happen. Because often when we try so hard, it makes it harder to possibly happen because we're doing the opposite. It's when we are able to release. And so that's one reason I love sound healing. It's becoming more known, sound healing, and everybody has different ways of doing it. I use my viola, and I have a gift that I'm thankful for, and I've developed it and developed my intuition and my ability to be a channel, which means that I go into altered brainwave state, and I connect above, and I connect with people's higher selves and where they need to change, because in our brain, we have stored some of the trauma and some of the things on the subconscious level, and that's where our blocks reside, and that's what makes it so hard to change them. But on the subconscious level, when we connect to our own angels and higher self and to our higher power, it brings in that higher level of energy and being that can come in and give us that support and that miraculous healings that are instant. And what really happens is those places in our brain that were stuck, it creates a new pathway because our brains are able to do that. It's called neuroplasticity. And like if a river had a rut and all it was always going down this way, if you blocked it or became blocked because of whatever reason, belief or a stroke or somebody put a rock in where the river used to flow, it'll find a new place to flow. And in finding that new place to flow, it's important to continue believing it and continue to walking in this new way with more freedom, because that is what reinforces it. That's what creates the new habit. So that's what happens when we go into a calm state and we focus on our breath and we visualize that which we dream of, that which we want and desire, and know that we deserve, that we're worthy of it. It's like having a light. The light is lit. You have this candle and it's your inner light. It's your inner gift. It's connecting to that, that light. That light is creativity that sparks our energy and our life and helps us to connect even more to who we really are. So I would like to play for you My viola. And we are going to be focusing on that light. And we're going to focus on being in that pathway. Maybe you imagine it filled with flowers, and you can smell the flowers, and you see all the colors, and you have all this joy as you're moving from a dark place and you move to this light that you see ahead. So we start by closing our eyes and we start by taking some deep breaths. And I'm just going to change my sound. Take a deep breath in through your nose. Pause. Release it through your mouth with a sigh. Take another deep breath in through your nose. Release it. One more time. And feel yourself breathing in light. And release darkness, anything that doesn't serve you.
Thank you.
Thank you so very much for joining us on today's transformative journey. We're honored to have shared this space with you, and we hope you're feeling inspired and aligned with your highest self. For more insights, resources, and to continue your path of healing, be sure to visit KarenOlson.com, your gateway to deeper sound healing, music, and wisdom. Remember, Sound Pathways is here every other Wednesday at 9 p.m. Eastern, 6 p.m. Pacific, on BBS Radio TV, Station 1. Until next time, stay aligned, stay inspired, and let the magic of sound guide you.